Hey, what's going on? This is the Muskie 360 Canada edition. I got Joe on the line, and we're going to talk about what kind of went on this week and what's going to come in the future. Joe, what's going on?
Oh, just getting things wrapped up here. Still drying off after yesterday. It was a brutal day yesterday. Wind and rain was harsh.
Yes, it was. I fished sun up till sundown. We ran in quick. I changed rain suits and went back out. And it was a tough day. We got a couple really big ones right at dark, but the whole day for me was pretty dismal till that major hit right in the evening. I'm sure we were just talking a little bit ago there. I'm sure you kind of saw the same thing this week. There was a lot of midday slow lazy fish. Mornings and evenings seem to kind of reign king. Kind of typical with, you know, creeping up on the new moon type stuff. Fish were moving really well. It was kind of frustrating to try and get them to bite though.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of digging through the weeds all week, and then a lot of fish coming in like really late, you know, showing up after you do like almost a full figure eight and then about to pull your bait out of the water, and all of a sudden it comes up slow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like working dive and rise stuff when it's like that. And, it was, yeah, the weeds are kind of tough to deal with sometimes, especially now that the water has been dropping so much, and a lot of the weed beds that are holding some fish are just really tough to work around. So.
Are you starting to see some of your weeds starting to kind of slough off and die, and you're having to look for green stuff, or is it all still kind of holding good for you?
No, it's definitely, you know, what I start to see is like when the weeds get that like slime that grows on them. Some of the weed beds have got that, I don't know what it is. They get covered in like a slime green stuff.
I think it's start to die kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I saw it earlier on too, but yeah, now it's really getting to be a pain in the butt. And it's like that, you actually got to like pick it off the hooks.
Yeah.
Wish I knew more about what that was and why one weed bed will get it and one right next door won't. But yeah, definitely starting to die off. I don't know if they're just because it's also laying on the surface, a lot of it from the water drop. I mean, the water probably dropped like a foot. So it's, yeah, those weed beds are getting difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I noticed like we have some really big weeds on like the north end here that are like right out in the wide open type stuff, and they get beat up pretty good. And usually by about now, you got maybe, you know, another, you know, they're kind of starting to break off halfway down, and they only come up, you know, 5-6 feet. This can be an amazing time of year. If you can find, you know, those fish are craving the last bit of the weeds until they die off, and then they'll kind of slide off to the rocks. But this can be a major, major good time to kind of focus on weeds. If you can find good green weeds, the fish really crave them before they go away, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely. And I kind of think of that too. It's just like that more stable. Now we're getting some cool nights too, so that seems like the weeds will stay a little more stable for them or something, I guess, where it's, but no, I've been having a tough time finding like some bigger fish in those weeds. We've been finding luck in them, but it's been more of the average size, which is fine.
I think it wasn't just you. I think that's just the phase of the moon we're in. Like, you know, a lot of, you know, the 40 to, you know, mid 40 class fish, you know, around right now. And it's really weird. Like, it's those big fish aren't always around. They're so moon dependent and major and minor dependent that, they're not always hanging up on the structure like the little guys are. But, like this week was, man, moving a pile of fish. Just having, you know, you get like a three spot window to make it happen. And, you know, if you were lucky enough, you'd catch, you know, two to four in three spots. And then that was like, you were back to washing baits again. It was really short, short windows with lots of fish moving in that really short, intense time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it definitely. It makes me wonder kind of if it's like just the certain weed, or I was wondering at least if it's just the certain weed beds that seem to pile up a little bit, or if it is just the action. I mean, you like to think, I mean, I've seen some fish on the side scan too, and it's kind of weird how you see fish. I don't know if maybe I'm pulling into a spot after somebody had already pulled the fish out of the weeds, but one thing I saw quite a bit, like on the side scan, is fish that are back behind you, kind of just out in the bay
That's
and
not just you.
kind of hanging.
I saw it all week as well. And I think those are fish just transitioning between spots. I really do. They're either coming or they're going, and you're just catching them when they're there. But I saw a pile of it, and there wouldn't be just one. It seemed like if you found one, there'd be two or three in a pretty close proximity that weren't on structure. They're like roaming around in like wolf packs almost, it seemed like loose schools of muskies is kind of what it felt like and what it looked like to me.
Yeah, it'd be like just a group of them. Not even really so much a group for me, but just it'd be like three of them that are just kind of, I mean, at least when I would run into them, they'd be like just kind of hanging there. Like they were just kind of sitting, and then, we'd be casting at them, and you get them to just, you can see them follow in on the scope, but they wouldn't really ever come up to where you could see them with your eyes or whatever. And it was like,
Same thing. They'd stay just below where you could see them. It's like they knew they were safe. But then all of a sudden something changes and they scream in and they bite the bait. You know what I mean?
yeah.
Like, but it's like there's like 6 hours of that. Oh, there's one down there. You see them on 2D or you catch them on the scope, a glimpse of them or something. You just had a follow and then you turn around, you move the scope. Yeah, he's sitting down there. He's 5 feet below you, right below your feet.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was yelling at whoever's in the front. I'm like, it's straight under the trolling motor, and then they make a big long cast. I'm like, no, it's straight down. But man, I got a couple of those the Livingston Titans this last week, and man, I love throwing dive and rise, and that's it's a great bait. It comes with an extra weight and stuff, and that was like perfect for me to just like, really hang it in front of them and just bring it up slow. I always like throwing dive and rise stuff, and I hadn't thrown that lure much until, and I really kind of liked it this week. I had a good time tossing it around, and I don't know, it's just a great one to add to the arsenal, I guess.
It's a really unique dive and rise that you really don't have to work very hard to get it to do much. You know what I mean? Like it's a very effortless dive and rise bait to work. It seems like actually the harder you work it, the like you're hurting yourself more. Like just, it's a
It
very
has such a good
effortless
like
bait.
hop to it, where it kind of like a nice round hop, and then I like too that you can bang it into stuff and it stays in good shape, still runs the same and everything. It's yeah, I'm surprised I hadn't really added that one to the arsenal until recently, so that was a good bait for me this week.
Here it was, kind of the same pattern. I threw a lot of the heavier weight bucktails, had a lot of action on bucktails, caught some fish on bucktails. I actually listened to you from last week and started throwing a few more paddle tails and had a lot of fish after paddle tails. Actually, the big one we got a 51 last night, came in on a paddle tail and peeled off. And the guy in the back intercepted it with a tube and got it. And then we got a 4 footer on a paddle tail. But more seems like the real like the real natural color type stuff has been best, like your whites and your bait fish colors versus the hot bright stuff here lately. The water's really clear right now. I'm sure that's gonna start to change when the weeds do start to die. The lake should color up a little bit, but the more natural stuff kind of seemed to be the best. Bucktails, it was all the 8.5, 9.5 Savage Blade. Bright days, I was throwing like a gold, like the gold one they have, and then the darker days was, black and orange or black and chartreuse is kind of my go-to when we have a, or in the evening. But yeah, that was, I mean, it was a pretty standard pattern. It just, you had to be on the water. The evenings were the best, you know, the right at major, you could bank on getting one or two bites for sure. But during the day, you had to kind of work at them and throw more of your erratic style, you know, baits. You had to work the ever living piss out of them to get the fish to react to it. Otherwise, you're just going to get lazy follows.
Yeah, I like the old reef hogs for that, when you're just kind of really like, it's just shooting all over the place and you get those kind of reaction strikes. And, but I mean, it was nice here too. The water cleared up a bit. We were having some green issues for a little bit, and at least around where I've been fishing, it's been cleared up nicely with these cool nights and everything. I'm sure we'll start to see, you know, with some more warmer days coming up, it'll get a little green, but the wind has been helping too. I mean, it's been windy.
Yeah, like today when I got off, I think after the big blow we had today and then all that rain yesterday, I'd had like 70 or 71 degree water, which is like perfect. You know, 68, 70 degrees is right in the wheelhouse where fish kind of, you know, move the best. They don't get burnt out as quick chasing a bait to the boat. You can actually get, you know, get them to go around a few times in a figure eight before they kind of lose all their steam and give up on you. We'll see what, you know, the week to come brings, but, you know, I would have to say, you know, fall's here now. I mean, the geese are flying, you know, the water's cooling down. Unless something, we get a crazy warming trend. I mean, if it continues this path, it's a nice, slow, steady cool down, right?
Yeah, no, it's, though it seemed like the water stayed warm even yesterday with all the rain and wind we had. And then today I noticed it was down below 70, at least right away this morning for a while going around. I saw 68 and stuff. And I don't know, it kind of seems like the Garmin units, maybe read a little cooler than some of the other units. I don't know if it's just mine, or I think I've talked to some other guys that kind of saw that same thing. And I think that's kind of goofy. I don't know why that is, but, I gotta like get an actual temperature reading and see if it's just the units or what's going on there.
Your Garmin that's on your troller or on your 2D?
I guess it's both of them. Like I read the 10. Oh, I don't know. I've got them all networked together and you kind of got to select which one is showing you. I'm pretty sure the water temp on one unit is off of the live scope I have on the troller, and then the water temp I have on the other one is off the transom. So
I was wondering, because you might get a little cooler reading off your troller. It's probably down a little bit further, right?
Yeah, probably. And I guess the troller out so much that I guess I probably don't pay attention to that one. I know that you say that, I should really pay attention to that a little more.
Yeah, it seemed like the water temp kind of equalized throughout the whole lake. I mean, it made it kind of challenging, like, in the beginning of the week. Like, you could go to, you know, had a really nice milk run of spots because we had that nice steady south wind forever, and fish were really predictable where they were going to be. And then, you know, the last few days, it was just flip-flopping around every direction. It seemed like the fish were moving around a lot more and the spots weren't quite as predictable as they were earlier in the week.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't really have a good, like, consistent milk run. I was bouncing around a lot. So fishing's stuff that I had fished the day before wasn't working out for me for some reason. And, was just kind of, I think I was trying to look for where some of those bigger fish had gone, and I probably should have just kind of stuck with what I got. But, it was a little bit tougher week for me for sure. Not bad, but not as good as it had been. So,
yeah.
I kind of find myself end up looking for an answer when. Oh, whoops. Do I still got you?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. My phone is being weird here, but, I got kind of less of a report. Did I lose you again?
Yeah, we're having some issues here, but yeah, same type of thing. It was nothing really changed for me for the last, you know, week. It was kind of the same bait pattern, same everything. Just kind of had to pay attention to that Muskie 360 app though, because the majors were bang on for me. That's one thing of this week that I could say. Pay attention to the app and make sure you're on the water on those majors, because it was very crucial to my success this week anyway.
Yeah. Well, yep. Yeah, just got to keep fishing.
Yep. But we'll, I actually got to get running. I know you do too here. I got to get my stuff ready for tomorrow. I got to get back on the water. Of course, I'm fishing on my one day off. So I got to kind of get things squared away and redo some gear here tonight. And I'm sure you do as well. So we'll have another report next week and kind of, hopefully we can, have something a little bit more upbeat other than, that we got our asses handed to us yesterday in the rain. I bet you it rained 2.5 inches here yesterday and it kind of gets old in a quick hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little warmer than I was first expecting it to be, so that was a nice break at least. But yeah, I got some guys I've been fishing with for a real long time here coming this next few days, and hoping I can put them on some good fish. So hopefully next week I got a big fish to report.
Sounds good, man. Well, you good luck next week. I'm sure we'll chat here coming up, and we'll have another report for everybody, and we'll hopefully be a little bit more dialed in, because this week it was just a modge podge of a little bit of everything, and it's kind of a frustrating week for me.
Yep. Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll catch up with you next week, and good luck out there. We'll